talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Well, I found a woman stronger than anyone I know. She shares my dreams. I hope that someday I'll share her home. I found a love to carry more than just.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was by Ed Sheeran, Perfect, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ashley Rowell. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which we organize. Happens every January. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with Realtor Jill Hamilton with Island House Real Estate about the current affairs of the real estate market in Charleston. Also, we go on location to Charleston Amish Furniture, and Judson Miller gives us a tour of their beautiful showroom in West Ashley. And then finally, we talk to landscape designer Linda Greenberg with Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design. But joining us now is Ashley Rowell, who, in addition to producer of the radio show, is also content manager here at Charleston Home and Design Magazine. How you doing, Ashley?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good. So, Ashley, it wouldn't hurt to let our listeners know about these home theme songs. It's not the whole song has a theme around the home, but if a song mentions a home, the word home, then we try to use it to in the beginning of our radio show. And you come up with have you gotten obsessed with listening to songs? And when you hear the word home in a song, you say, oh, that could be one of our home theme songs.
Yes, definitely. And I get really excited to know that my favorite artists are singing songs that use the word home. Like, I'm a big Ed Sheeran fan, so I was really excited that he says the word home in the song Perfect, so we get to use it as an intro song.
Yeah, we take some artistic license there. It's mm-hmm. it's not the whole song that's a home theme song, but if it mentions the home, we usually try to play a little snippet of it at the beginning of the show. But I wanted to have you tell our listeners about some of the great deals they can find if they sign up for the Charleston Home and Design Magazine newsletter.
Yeah, so I encourage you to head over to charlestonhomeanddesign.com, and there will be a pop-up or on the subscribe tab, and subscribe to our newsletter, because we send out two newsletters a week. One is a brief editorial newsletter, so that features all the content from our latest issue. And then the second one is a sales ease newsletter, which is what Tim is talking about. And that's great because you can get to know what services are offering to the Lowcountry. Mm-hmm. And this week, Advanced Window Fashions is having a Celebration of Light Savings event and $75 rebate per unit when you purchase 4 to 10 units of Silhouette or Pirouette with PowerView automation till the end of March. So that's really important. You know, daylight savings is coming mm-hmm. around, and I'm pretty excited about that one. J&K is having a winter home sales event and up to 75% off store wide. You can't beat that. And honestly, it's kind of nice sometimes to have a refresh of the furniture in your space in your home.
Mm-hmm.
And then another one I'd really like to highlight is if you're a first time customer at Zuma, they'll give you 10% off their Turkish rugs.
And what is Zuma?
So Zuma is a really cool unique place owned by two women that will fly over to Turkey, and they will bring back goods produced over there, and you can buy lamps, sinks, they're mainly known for their rugs, and they are beautiful, and we encourage you to go check them out and use the 10% off that they're offering our subscribers.
And if you've never been to Zuma, or you've never heard of Zuma, there's a lot of interior designers shop at Zuma for their clients. So just a little plug there for Zuma, because if, you know, I often think, well, gosh, if interior designers are shopping there, there must be something I should check out, right?
Right. Correct.
Well, good deal. Any other specials that we should know about?
Another great one is Charleston Amish Furniture. They're located in West Ashley. They have 20% off store-wide as well. And they make beautifully crafted tables by the Amish, and they're very unique.
Well, very good. Well, hope everyone has enjoys today's radio show, and have a great weekend. And now we're talking with Jill Hamilton with Island House Real Estate. How are you, Jill?
I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fine myself. Jill, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Island House Real Estate.
So Island House Real Estate is a boutique brokerage. We have 7 agents. Our office is downtown. Our broker and owner, Trisha Peterson, and her husband, Brett, bought a property on Trad Street a couple years ago, completely renovated the home. Our office is the lower level, and then their downtown home is now on top of it. And a fun fact about our office, it was the original Burbage's grocery store. So we are on the, we're on one of the horse and carriage little paths, so we get a lot of visitors. Our new office has also become a spot where the girls that like to take photos in front of homes and doors, we have now become a stop in downtown Charleston, which is exciting. But we are, like I said, we're just a small little boutique brokerage. We service mainly downtown, a big focus on Daniel Island and Mount Pleasant. While we'll sell in the greater Charleston area, those are our main areas of focus. Trisha's been in business for a very long time, and she started her brokerage about 7 years ago.
Gotcha. All right. Well, what listings does Island House Real Estate have that our listeners should know about?
Well, we have 3 actually really cool listings at the moment. One is, I don't know if you want me the address, but I'll tell you, 178 Beresford Creek. That is deep water, completely renovated home on Daniel Island. It's very special. The the lot is big enough if you wanted to add a pool, but it has been expertly renovated by Maverick Construction, and Trisha has that listing. It's very special and unique. And then we also the deep water, water dock. Gotcha. So you can just have your boat right there. You head out and you are in the harbor in like 5 minutes.
Is there a dock already in place?
Yep, there's a dock, so you could you can keep your boat right on property.
Nice.
Yep, it's amazing. You could sit there, watch the sunset, watch the water go by. It's really pretty. It's beautiful and completely renovated.
Does it have a boat lift or a floating dock?
It has a floating dock.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And what's the price tag on something like that?
The price tag on that one is 4.5. And you are getting it's the access to the water.
Yeah.
Those lots are hard to find. And then the home is completely renovated. All you do is bring your boat and your bathing suit and you move right in.
Well, since we're talking about a listing on Daniel Island, can you tell our listeners that maybe might be new to the area a little bit about Daniel Island? Usually people who, if they don't have a reason to go to Daniel Island, they may not have ever taken the exit off of 526, and they may not know, you know, that much about it, but they may know that, hey, I definitely want to get a house on deep water so I can take my family out and enjoy the waterways.
So the cool thing about Daniel Island is it's very self-sufficient. So while you are probably 20 minutes to downtown Charleston, you never have to leave if you don't want to. There is, which is, I think, a cool service. You can take a ferry from the waterfront on Daniel Island, takes you downtown, and that runs Thursday, Fridays, I think Thursday through Sunday. So you can take the ferry from Daniel Island to downtown Charleston. There's restaurants, shopping, miles of walking trails. It's a golf cartable community. There is an amazing golf club with 36 holes, a beautiful recreation facility, resort style pool, if you wanted to join that. But the school has, the elementary school is amazing. The kids all still ride their bikes to school. So that's sort of an iconic picture every year when school starts, all the bikes lined up, the kids are at school.
And they don't lock up those bikes, do they?
Nope, they don't. It's fun, but it's very walkable. It's a very active, I would say an active lifestyle. And truly, if you didn't want to leave, you don't have to.
And of course, you've got credit.
If you wanted to.
Yep. Yeah, and of course you have Credit One Stadium, and you know, lots of great musical acts that come from usually about this time of year through September or October is concert season over there at Credit One Stadium, right?
Oh, I like that, concert season. I like that. Yes. Yep, and we get all the big names, and then of course we have the ladies' tennis tournament coming first week of April.
Right. I've been to a few concerts there, and it's interesting to see people will sometimes take a blanket or chairs and set up outside the stadium, so they don't buy tickets, but they're still able to enjoy the music because of the, you know, it's loud enough that they can hear everything going on.
Yeah, they did a really good job with that renovation. And then, of course, in the wintertime, they turn it into an ice rink and a little winter wonderland over there. So I feel like they make really good use of that space and keep it engaging year-round for everybody.
Gotcha. What's the second listing?
So the second listing is on Daniel Island, but it's on the park side, which is where the club is. And that one is, the address is 301 Hidden Bottom. That one just listed this weekend. It's about just under 5,000 square feet. It's beautiful. It's renovated. It's, again, on the park side, which has more of the, I would say, traditional sort of Charleston-style homes. Mm-hmm. And that one is a little less than the deep water. It's 3.2. Mm-hmm. And that one is also listed. Tricia has that listing as well.
Well, a lot of, you know, some people might be intimidated by those prices. A lot of times people are selling their properties and they get a windfall of money from the sale of their previous property and they can put that toward the new house, the new listing that you just mentioned. So it doesn't make it that bad.
So I think that's kind of the cool thing about Daniel Island, because you could really start there. There's apartments, there's condos, which the price point entry is more affordable and accessible. But if you were looking for that sort of walkable lifestyle, you could certainly get in on the condo level. And like you said, build your equity and then move up. There's townhomes, there's smaller single family homes, and then you have the deep water, and then you have the park side. So that's kind of the cool thing about it, is it has a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm. Good deal. Well, what's the third?
The walkability.
Yeah, sure.
So our third one is in Midtown Mount Pleasant, and that one comes on the market tomorrow. And it is, again, it's a big one. It's about 5,000 square feet, but the location, if people aren't familiar, is Midtown. So that's what we're calling Midtown Mount Pleasant. It's off of Bowman between Rifle Range and the 717. The cool thing about Midtown is we're actually getting that new retail restaurant outdoor space coming called Gather. That should be done. It's about 10,000 square feet of retail and food and beverage. And that will be finished in 2026. So that, again, is a centrally located neighborhood, very walkable. And then you're going to have the food and beverage component. And there'll also be an amphitheater, so they'll have smaller concerts.
Mm-hmm. Cool. That's great.
Which makes, yeah.
Well, Daniel Island has a lot, but there's one thing it doesn't have.
What's that?
A grocery store.
Yes, that's why you buy the Midtown Mount Pleasant house,
right?
But well, the grocery store will be amazing when it's done.
Yeah, and that's temporary. Publix, after many years, they closed to expand their footprint on Daniel Island. They've got such a great following there that, I know that they're trying to get that built as quickly as possible to help all those residents on Daniel Island for their grocery shopping.
Yeah. I suspect it will be the quickest rebuild we ever see.
Yeah, no doubt. And there was one more listing, right?
No, or was those that are, it? Yeah.
Gotcha.
Those are the three. Well, I mean, we have more, but those are the three that really
you wanted to talk about. I gotcha.
Special. Yep.
Well, what makes Island House Real Estate different from other real estate agencies?
Well, I would say, and it's sort of cliche, but we are really truly, we are a small team. There's seven of us. It is a boutique style brokerage. While we have these high-end homes, we sell everything from one-bedroom condos to we've sold Rainbow Row House. But all the way in between, you're going to get the same service regardless of your where you are in your real estate journey. We're very, very, very hands-on, very client-centric, and service is incredibly important to us and to Tricia. That's how she has built such a wonderful business. That's what's attracted the agents that are with her to her, is the service and the what we provide to our clients. Mm. And while we are a tiny little brokerage, I think that we do a pretty decent job. For example, last year we sold about $86 million in real estate. And as you know, it's kind of a weird time for real estate. 2024 was a weird year. Mm-hmm. But we've kept it going. It's our business is truly referral based. Mm-hmm. And repeat. Mm-hmm. That's what we are based on.
Good deal. Well, what's happening with the real estate market in general? Are we getting more listings?
We're still low. It's still lower than it needs to be for a balanced market. But I think that people expected the spring market to be a little more robust than it has started. I think people are just kind of waiting to see what happens. You know, I do think that the people that bought during the COVID times are now ready to maybe make a move, but they have those fabulous interest rates and they don't really want to give that up yet. So I think this year will be sort of the same as 2024. It'll be interesting in the sense of you have people that want to move, but people that want are waiting for the right home. They're not just buying anything to have a house and then giving up that amazing interest rate, trading mm-hmm. it. Sometimes it's some people would be doubling their interest rate. But I think that we're still, I mean, Charleston is still crushing it in terms of people moving here, people wanting to be here, and then the buying and selling is still happening, which
well,
is good.
This,
I mean, I think we're lucky here.
Oh, for sure. And Charleston is definitely a in-demand market. There will always be people who want to move here. We certainly get a lot of TV airplay with Southern Charm and Southern Hospitality and other TV shows that are based in Charleston. And, you know, I think this is the classic example of you know, buy now and refinance later. And that's something that happens. I would think that most of our listeners, including me, have experienced that, where, you know, it's you get in at whatever rate is available at the time, and with the intention of refinancing when rates go down.
Yeah, it's interesting that you say that, because I feel like in 2024, a lot of what probably were the, I would say, first time home buyers sort of sat on the sidelines. But I know I've personally experienced, I have a couple first time home buyers, and they're like, okay, we're ready. It is what it is. We're just going to do that. Just like you said, we're going to do it. We're not waiting. We waited all last year, and, you know, it just is what it is at the time, right now.
Well, it's kind of like, remodeling your home. Do you decide, to wait and maybe, you know, try to self-finance it, or in the meantime, you kind of wait and you get used to suffering, you know, the drawers don't open quite right in the kitchen, and there's things that you just have to overlook and that you don't like about the house, or do you just bite the bullet and spend the money and invest in remodeling your home, and with the knowledge that when you go to sell it, you'll probably get back most, if not all, or even more than you put into it in terms of the remodel, and then you can't put a price tag on the enjoyment that you'll have with your family in your newly remodeled house. And that's the same thing with buying a house from Island House Real Estate. It's like, you know, do you want to just continue to suffer and wait for something that you have no control over whatsoever in terms of real interest rates, or do you just do it, and with the knowledge that interest rates will come down again, and when that happens, you'll be able to either take some money out or have a smaller payment.
Right, exactly. And I think that's what 2024 was, especially for the, you know, like I said, the first time home buyers. I feel like they were waiting to see what happened with everything, and now everyone's ready to go. So,
right.
And just a side note, we could have a whole entire show on remodeling do's and don'ts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the queen of remodeling over and over again.
Well, good for you. People shouldn't be intimidated or afraid of the process.
No, and if you don't like it, you shouldn't be afraid to change it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Keep going until you get it right.
Yeah. You know, enjoy the space, newly remodeled space. Just think of the holidays and the family get-togethers that you can't put a price tag on that. That's, you
love
know.
Love that. Yep.
So,
that's right.
Well,
I love that.
Well, how can folks get more information about Island House Real Estate?
So you can visit our website. It's islandhouserealestate.com. And everything, we're all on there. And if you are downtown, check us out at 163 Trad Street. Stop by the office, take a picture, post it, share it on social media. We love it.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Realtor Jill Hamilton with Island House Real Estate. And you can always find Island House Real Estate within the pages of charlestonhomeanddesign.com within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, I should say, and charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, Jill.
Thank you.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and we are on location at Charleston Amish Furniture, talking with Judson Miller with Charleston Amish Furniture. How are you doing, Judson?
Doing great, Tim. Absolutely fantastic.
Great. Judson, take a moment and tell everyone about Charleston Amish Furniture.
Charleston Amish Furniture is a dream work come to life in a lot of ways, offering Amish furniture all the way from Ohio and Indiana as far down here as Charleston, South Carolina. So we really enjoy bringing something this unique to the market in this area. Charleston Amish Furniture, we excel at the customization and the design aspect of your furniture. So if you're looking for something specific, We are the shop that you can come to. If you don't see what you're looking for, we're the shop that can make it for you.
What is it about Amish-made furniture that you not only was important to make that part of your name, but what is it that homeowners should know about Amish-made furniture?
One of the biggest things about the Amish-made furniture is partially the customization and also the quality. The fit, the finish, the fine details, the things we look for that really say the most about the piece of furniture you're looking at, Amish furniture excels at meeting those expectations. And that's something that I love about the Amish furniture industry and what we offer. The other side is the customization. If you have that strange nook by the stairs, that area with a narrow entry hall table, that bedroom set that needs a certain size nightstand, those are all things that we deal with on a daily basis. So those are not an, those are a non-issue. If you like the style, we can change the size.
A lot of furniture is, it used to be it was North Carolina was sort of the headquarters for American-made furniture, and it still is to a good degree. But a lot of furniture is made overseas, and it seems like it's sort of not considered heirloom furniture, but disposable furniture. What is it about Charles and Amish furniture that you would consider it to be heirloom furniture?
One of the biggest things, the vast majority of all the furniture we sell is Benchmade. And with that, it's made to order. And it's that allows for a level of detail and a passionate craftsman to be making something that they believe will last for the next generations. I love to think about the idea that even this table that you can't see that we're sitting around is something that very likely could be in an antique store in 50 years, 100 years. You know, it's not going to wear out. It's a matter of will you get tired of it and want something else.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So it's the Amish made furniture at Charleston Amish Furniture. That's something that will potentially you can pass that on to you're the next generation then, right?
Correct. Yes, it is definitely generational. And it's something that when you see the Amish furniture that has been made, when you feel it, when you understand the quality of it, and really the only way to do that is to come in and take a look at the showroom and notice how it's made and how it's put together, you just realize that the attention to detail, the finish, the fit, it really just helps it excel in all those areas. And then with the quality, the longevity of it, it's in essence a no-brainer. And it just lasts and lasts.
You get what you pay for then, right? Charleston Amish Furniture.
Exactly, yes.
Yep. Gotcha. So we're sitting in the Charleston Amish Furniture showroom in a new section that has got a beautiful cabinetry display, and I want to bring in Lauren Manzin. Lauren, do you work in the cabinet portion of Charleston Amish Furniture?
I do, yes.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, can you talk a little bit about this is a new venture for Charleston Amish Furniture to be selling kitchen cabinetry, bathroom vanities, and talk about the whether this is Amish made cabinetry and what parts of the home that Charleston Amish Furniture can help homeowners with regards to the Amish made cabinetry.
Sure. The cabinetry is Amish-made cabinetry. It's coming from Ohio. And further to what Judson was saying, the same quality and level of detail that you have in our furniture, you're going to see carry over to the cabinetry as well. It is fully customizable. There's no area of the home that we really wouldn't be able to address when it comes to cabinets. Completely unique when it comes to style and size. We have unlimited options when it comes to selections. We enjoy, of course, working inside the home, but we can do outside kitchens as well. Really, it's limitless.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Can you describe this huge display that you have here at Charleston Amish Furniture to showcase the Amish-made cabinetry that's on display?
Sure. We're really excited about our kitchen build out here. We have all different options on display when it comes to style selections, colors, different wood finishes, hardware, trim options, layout. We really did try to incorporate every option that that is available here for the customers to see. But again, you know, even if we don't have it here, it doesn't mean that we can't do it. We really can bring any vision to life.
Gotcha. And what makes the Amish made cabinetry high quality, like the Amish made furniture here at Charleston Amish Furniture?
Sure, I can speak a little bit to that, but Judson's really the expert when it comes to that. Really, this is, you know, again, solid wood. We can work with any wood type that a customer might want. The level of customization is completely, you know, attainable, but really you're looking at solid wood furniture or solid wood cabinets.
Dovetail joints, for example.
Yep, dovetail joints, soft close on everything, Bloom hardware. Yeah.
Well, good deal. What do you have to say about this amazing furniture? I hate to even call it a vignette because it's probably about 20 by 40 feet. This display of the Amish made cabinetry at Charleston Amish Furniture.
You know, I think it's nigh on perfection incarnate. Not quite, but it's a portion of the store that. It's been a passion project brought to life over the last couple of years, seeing it develop and build. Everything from just bouncing off of what Lauren was saying there to the customization, the hoods, the steelwork, metalwork, glasswork, all of those can be handled directly in-house by us and with what we do. As far as the cabinetry and the quality of it, with us, you're not going to see a... One of the biggest difference with an Amish-made wood cabinet is it's built to size. You're going to notice right here, if we look in front of us, if I can describe this here, between this beverage fridge and this range, there's a selection of cabinetry, and you're going to see on one end of this cabinetry is utensil pullouts. You see drawers. You see a different style of drawers with doors. You see another set of drawers. Typically, that would be four cabinets, and I know this is hard to describe with audio, but... That's all one solid cabinet from us. And so with that, you get a fit and finish. You get a solid cabinet. One of the things I love to hear is when my installers are putting it in, and we don't always have to even adjust the doors. The cabinets don't warp. There's some quality to it. You've got your 5/8 inch back panels versus the industry standard 1/4 to 3/8. So you've got a lot more durability on the back of the cabinet. Any style of cabinet, if you want a Euro style cabinet, face frame, inset, full overlay, for all those technical terms out there, there is a lot of options that we can offer. If you have a door panel that you have a specific door style you need us to match, we can make any door panel that we can get a sample of. Your hardware choices, like Lauren was saying, everything's unlimited. And then more recently, we've also partnered with EMG, Eugene's Marble and Granite, and we are also now offering the granite options directly here in the store as well. So while you're picking out your cabinetry and your options, you're working with Lauren or you're working with myself, you also get to work on selecting the countertop, getting that idea of what will the finished product look like, you know, how will this transform your home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see how that could be incredibly convenient. And additionally, when someone is building a new custom home or doing a large remodel, they oftentimes will be thinking, oh, well, we'll be able to reuse the furniture we had in our previous space. But very often that furniture does not convey, it doesn't match up well. And so I can see how convenient it would be for homeowners to not only talk to Charleston Amish Furniture about the Amish made cabinetry, but then also be looking at all of the different furniture options as well.
Yes, yes. In addition to the cabinetry, as you design out the rest of your space, being able to see that maybe one of our live edge slab tables will look great next to that new island you're designing, or maybe there's another style of table that we have, or maybe there's a living room, a sofa, a sectional, et cetera, that would fit well in that space. And that's one of the great things about what we're doing, like you were saying, with the convenience is you can pick out your cabinet, your countertop, your table, your sectional, the entire home in our square footage can be planned out all the way from the function to the form. And it's just a really fun project to see and watch those projects come to life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm sure very few people are going to feel sorry for those lucky homeowners that are building a new custom home or doing a larger model project, but it is a very stressful experience. There's thousands of decisions that have to be made, and you know, while picking out all those selections, most homeowners are also working a full-time job and raising a family and all that stuff, so they have to make time to do that. And to reduce the amount of time having to run around Charleston to visit all these different showrooms to be able to make those decisions in one spot, I can see that being a very advantageous thing for homeowners.
And we agree, and that's one of the things that we really want to offer, is that convenience and that functionality with what we offer. Another fun thing about the cabinetry is just, and mostly with the furniture as well, the answer is never no. We like to maintain that yes culture, as we call it, where if you want something, we can make that happen, that design. But yeah, if you're ready for that next phase of your home, whether it's a remodel, whether it's a new build, if you want that kitchen, the living room cabinetry, the laundry room vanities, or bathroom vanities, the laundry room cabinets, etc., those are all a portion of what we do on our cabinetry side. If you need the furniture to go in those rooms in addition, that's the other side of what we do, and we can help you on both ends of that. All the way down to the permitting, if it's required for the cabinetry, as well as any other form of installation. We have our own installers. We take care of the whole process for you, because we know that the people who are shopping with us and working on these projects are, like you said, very busy people, and we want to do what we can to offer almost a concierge for that, where we help to alleviate some of those stressors.
Mm-hmm. What about colors? This beautiful vignette that we're looking at of your kitchen cabinetry here at Charleston Amish Furniture is sort of an off-white. White is whenever I talk to a cabinet company, they always say that white is the most popular color that people choose. This is nice that it's an off-white, sort of a cream color versus a bright white cabinet. But what if a lot of people are going with bolder colors for at least the island, for example? Is there any limitation to colors or stains that might go on to this Amish-made cabinetry?
Absolutely not. And you know, a lot of times that can feel overwhelming when you come in, knowing that anything is possible, so which decision is right. And so what we try to do is work with the client, work with you to understand what it is you're looking for, both with the colors, whites. I mean, whites alone have, I don't know the exact count of how many versions of white paint there are, but there's a drastic amount. So working on those tones and getting those ideas pulled together, and then we try to narrow that into a bit more of a, if you will, a branding package or a mood board, of, depending on the terminology you want to use there, of an idea of some things to look at, and kind of narrow it down to that focus, so that it's not only simplistic enough that it's not an overwhelming process, but while you know that every option is possible and out there, we're helping to use our expertise and our experience to make that flow easier for you.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, and then as far as cabinetry for the home, the most obvious places are kitchen and bathroom for vanities. But a lot of folks have cabinetry on either side of a fireplace in the living room, for example, or there may be cabinetry in a home office or a guest room. Is that something that Charleston Amish Furniture can help with as well?
Most definitely. And like Lauren was saying earlier, all of those items included, all the way to outdoor kitchens, depending on the situation where they go, that's well within our wheelhouse. Other types of places inside a home, it could be garage built-ins to if somebody has a frog or a man cave or a need of special detailed molding throughout a house that they're having a hard time sourcing locally. Any of those things, when we're working on a project, we can add those items in, and we can fill a lot of those portions of a home. So,
does if someone did want cabinetry for an outdoor kitchen, is it a different kind of material that Charleston Amish Furniture will be using for that?
We prefer to do those in a covered area. because Charleston, as we all know, is not the kindest to wood items outdoors. And that would be based with an outdoor finish on a cypress wood or some other form of outdoor rated wood that would be on that. And then typically surfacing that, I would recommend a Dekton style surface, something that handles the outdoor temperature and light extremes that we have here.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, you can't miss the huge cabinetry display when you walk into Charleston Amish Furniture. And how long has this display been in existence?
We installed this display officially. I think it was November of last year is when it officially started. It took a little bit of time to get it all, the design work. If you get the chance to stop in and see it, it is not a small kitchen display. It took some time to get all the details ironed out, but I believe it was installed in around the November time frame in 24. And we were selling cabinetry prior to that, but it was really by popular demand that it needed a bit more of a visual voice, if you will, something to be able to show, especially with the amount of options you'll see when you start to look through all the drawers.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, Judson, can you take me on a tour of the rest of the Charleston Amish furniture showroom? And let's start off with how many square feet is this showroom? It looks almost as big as a football field.
It likely would be close. We are about 35,000 square foot under roof as a showroom altogether.
Gotcha. Very good. And is the Charleston Amish Furniture Showroom organized in a particular way?
For the most part, we do have some method to the madness when you walk in. Typically around the outside edges, you'll see some bedroom, and then the next ring in, you're going to have upholstery of varying styles and types. And then dining is somewhat evolves and moves as depending on the interest in certain pieces and our stocking at different times of the year, but that's more towards the center of it. Occasional tables would be, of course, with the upholstery around that outer ring, and then typically hutches are going to be on a series of vignette walls that are situated throughout the center of the store on either side to allow you to have those buffets and the hutches and all the customizations that come with those, bookshelves, etc.
And speaking of dining tables, Charleston Amish Furniture, you folks have made quite a reputation for yourself with regards to the live edge dining tables. Talk about what a live edge table is, and the inventory that you folks have.
Definitely. So we have at any given day, they tend to fly off the floor, but we typically keep about 25 to 30 available in stock, varying wood species and sizes. We started calling them live edge as a way to understand to describe what they are. Really, for the majority of them, if you take a tree and you would vertically cut a 2-inch slab out of that tree, that is what a live edge slab is.
Now, from the bottom of the tree on up.
Correct, yes.
Okay.
And just trying to describe what this is exactly. Now there's a lot of variations of what you can do with it. The wood species you use, if the tree was hit by lightning and had some cracking on the inside, or there's just really ornate interior work that's done from the natural growth of the tree, we'll fill those voids with epoxies. And we can do those with a variety of different colors. And we not only have the inventory on the floor to demonstrate that, but also our display stand that shows those different epoxy options that you can put into the voids to just really help complete that look. Now, trees, as we know, don't grow straight on the outside edges. So we offer a couple options there. One option is to keep that natural curvature on the outside. And that's the original moniker to the live edge table. Now with some modernization where you still see that classic design, but what we call the dimensional edge is where you cut those edges straight to helps to modernize it a little bit, or for daily use makes it a little easier to sit at, much like the table that we have here in front of us here. It just makes it a little bit easier to be able to fit, you know, mm-hmm. the 10 chairs around it.
Mm-hmm. And what kinds of styles of furniture? Because I think some of our listeners might think Amish furniture, that sounds like it's going to be traditional, maybe something that I would see in my parents' house or something like that. Are there different styles of furniture at Charleston Amish Furniture?
Yes, Tim, most definitely. You know, over the years, I've seen it evolve, and I've seen the Amish furniture offer the continue to offer the classic designs that we think of when we think of Amish furniture, the more traditional, the craftsman style. And we still carry some of that throughout the floor here. If you come in and walk around, you'll see it. But as over the years, there have been more modern options. And then another thing that we do is we try to listen when you speak. And when you ask for something different or you ask for a different style of design, we work on generating those designs. We take those designs back to our builders and we have those designs made. And then we try to instill them as commonplace items. A fair example is the set of bookshelves that we have near where we're standing right now that you know are an in-store design. And we're the original ones that started it. And we bring it down here to Charleston and we offer it up. So with that, we're able to offer anything from your traditional line all the way to your ultra modern, your high sheen finish, etc., all the way over to just a really beautiful coastal design to the lighter side. You can still, you know, the full range, if it can be made with wood, we can make it.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And then further on through the Charleston Amish Furniture Showroom, I see a big display of outdoor living furniture. Talk about that for a minute.
The outdoor furniture. I absolutely am an incredible fan of this product. I buy it for myself. I love this product. We warranty it for a lifetime. You know, industry standards, you know, it's a quality product. It would typically be less than that. We warranty it for the lifetime of the product. And that's, you know, stainless steel hardware. It's 99% UV resistant. It's almost impervious to damage. I mean, I have a couple of dogs and 1 and 3 year old, and they haven't managed to destroy it yet. So we know it's held up. But one of the things I love about it most is that even with this Charleston climate, we all know that it's brutal. We love this city. We love to be here, but it's brutal on wood furniture when it's outside. When you take our outdoor furniture, you can put it at the end of the dock near the river, and the salt, the air, it doesn't damage it. It just lasts.
What's the outdoor furniture made from?
It's a polyethylene product, so it's a recycled plastics in essence. Gotcha. And then there's a UV, the portion of it that's not recycled is the UV stabilizers and some other things to help maintain it, to keep it from fading, and to minimize the amount of fading that you would have from it.
So once again, it's get what you pay for. It's long lasting. It's not going to be a disposable type outdoor furniture, which most of us, including myself, have experienced through the years, where you just your outdoor furniture, especially in, as you mentioned, our climate here in Charleston, it's a salty air. Many people live on the water, and you might be sitting out on your porch and a light fixture might just fall off the wall because it's rusted through, and that you're not going to have that happen with the outdoor furniture from Charleston Amish Furniture.
That's definitely correct. And that just, it doesn't happen. There's nothing to rust. There's nothing to fall. There's nothing to come apart. One of the things that we find is that if you compare this with, let's use the example of a wicker furniture piece, we're typically less than twice as expensive as that piece. And now that might seem drastic, but if you put that wicker piece outside, you will not have it in 18 months to 2 years. If it's out in the regular weather here in Charleston, it rots, rusts, etc. And you know, nothing wrong with wicker, beautiful piece of furniture, but it will have that shorter lifespan. When you deal with something with the poly product, as we call it, the poly lumber, you'll have it for the next 10, 15 years, 20 years, as long as you want to have it. And it's covered under warranty. So if at some point an arm would snap or anything along those lines, it's easy enough for us to get a replacement product. And everything is made to be able to come apart and put back together.
Well, very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Charleston Amish Furniture?
The easiest way would be to go on our website at charlestonamishfurniture.com. Or we're at 1750 Sam Rittenberg Boulevard here in Charleston, West Ashley. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday, and we'd love to have you stop in.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Judson Miller with Charleston Amish Furniture at the Charleston Amish Furniture Showroom. Thanks so much, Judson.
Thank you, Tim.
And now we're talking with Linda Greenberg with Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design. How are you, Linda?
I'm great. I hope you're well, Tim.
Doing fine, thank you. Linda, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design.
Well, I'm a passionate professional gardener and landscape designer. I've been doing this for almost 30 years. I love what I do, and I get to meet wonderful people and create amazing garden spaces, which are usually a wonderful extension of their lifestyle and architecture.
Well, very good. And I'm looking at your ad in Charleston Home and Design magazine, and you've got quite a number of services that you can help homeowners with, custom outdoor spaces and outdoor kitchens, retaining walls, stone patios and walkways, outdoor garden rooms, fire pits, water features, landscape lighting. Is there anything that Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design does not do in the outside of someone's home?
No, actually, you said it best. We're full service, so we're a design, build, install firm, so it is full service. Most of my clients work with me from A to Z. Once I meet with the client and we decide what their intentions are and ways to optimize their outdoor spaces, not just for beautification and functionality, but also lifestyle. I think that's really important. We do everything. If you can imagine it outdoors, we do it. And I've aligned myself as well with pool companies, local, that I design the pools and kind of oversee and help the clients select pool tiles and things of that sort. Overall layout's really important. The flow of a garden is very important, how you connect to the inner parts of your home.
Sure. And a lot of times, folks either do not have the land to expand their home if they wanted to put an addition on, or maybe they're just not inclined to do something like that, but you really can extend the living space to the outdoor space if you choose. And I think of this time of year, a lot of people are taking advantage of the nice weather and going outside to watch football games and have get-togethers and so forth. And this time of year, what should people be thinking about as it relates to their outdoor spaces?
Actually, I think you hit the nail on the head. COVID, believe it or not, actually worked to the family side of sharing time together more at home and with the family and friends, and just more of an interconnectivity, if you want to say, of your home life, along with your office space, outdoor office spaces, outdoor kitchens, any hardscapes at all that you can imagine. Fire pits are obviously wonderful this time of year, great congregating areas for conversation. Typically, I always encourage people to, if they're even considering to do a small or a large project, it really doesn't matter to the size of it, to go ahead and start about this time of year. The holidays are good. I also offer gift certificates for people if they want to buy. It's a great stocking stuffer for an on-site consultation, and they can give me a call, at the end of the line. I'm sure you'll tell them my phone number, but the fall and the winter months are when the garden starts to go dormant and the changing of the seasons. And typically I like using the garden spaces year round. So anything that the client has that they want to, play around with and ideas, we kind of do like an overall sketch on that on-site consultation and throw around some ideas. And then once we get that put down on some type of paper form or some kind of outline, then we start working with that. And then usually, I would say if they are in an HOA where they have to get approval, then I work as liaison for them on that. And then by, late winter, early spring, they will be able to be in their new garden space, or at least begin on the installation of that, which, again, you hit the nail on the head. It extends an outdoor living space, and the home is so much more larger and gives you more privacy areas and more entertaining areas as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. And with anything that you're doing on the outside of your home, it all starts with a plan, and you don't have to implement that plan all at once. It can be, you can phase it in over time, right?
That's correct. Actually, I always recommend that is always dream big. Don't cut your dream short, even if you have to phase it. And, you know, having someone with as much experience as I have, you know, almost 30 years in the industry, you know, I can show you ways to optimize the budget and what to work, you know, what to start with first. Usually I like to start with, you know, the hardscapes first and that type of thing, or the perimeter plantings, which usually is like privacy, especially in some of the courtyards that are in the more in the Charleston area. But you have lots of courtyards these days anyway, even in, you know, whether it's a townhouse or a condo community. I never forget those folks either. They have some real wonderful potential possibilities, even in the smallest of spaces. So really extending that, making it pretty where you want to go outside and breathe the fresh air and just enjoy stepping off the merry-go-round.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right. And what parts of the Charleston area does Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design help homeowners?
Everywhere. I work both in Charleston and all over the Carolinas, actually, North and South Carolina. I have an office out of Charlotte as well as Charleston. My home is Charleston, but I work in both cities. So I work all over. If a client is looking for a landscape design, I'll go to them and we'll work through the project together. I've worked in other states as well, but I prefer to stay in the Carolinas. I'm a Carolina girl, so, you know, it's close to my heart. I love to make the world more beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Well, very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design?
Well, I would love for them to give me a call. My phone number, direct phone number, is 704-995-7173, or they can visit my website at lindagreenberglandscapedesigns.com, and also they could check me out on Houzz, which is houzz.com. I have won Best of Houzz for probably I think it's 12 or 13 years now, and you have to earn that. You can't buy your way through that. That's just pleased clients, and I have positive reviews. And I want clients to really enjoy their garden. It's more than a business to me. I want it to be a very special private place for the clients and very personal. So, of course, I'm a business, so I have to pay overhead and that type of thing, but I really love what I do, and my objective is to work with the client that best suits their needs.
Well, that's great. And you can always find Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Well, we've been talking with landscape designer Linda Greenberg with Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design. Thanks so much, Linda.
Yeah, Tim, thank you so much. And have a great holiday season. I hope to hear from you soon.
Thanks. And same to you.
You've been listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.